Today's daf is Menachis daf Mem Zayin. We are at the second wide line on daf Mem Vav Amid Beis Tanu Rabban. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Baruch Yitzchak Ben Shifra Miral and Rachel Bas Henya. So we're moving along here in Perek Atcheles, the fourth perek of Meseches Menachis, dealing with halachos related to the Kifsei Atzeres. So, as we saw in the previous daffin, on Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special cocktail of karbonos that was brought. It was made up of an oila, a chatas, a shlomim, and a mincha. The oila itself was made up of 10 animals. The chatas was one goat. The shlomim were two sheep. And the mincha was the shtei alechem. It was made up of two breads, each one weighing in the sarin of seilas. We also saw that there was a special connection between the shlomim, known as the kifsei atzeres, and the shtei alechem. Specifically, it was the kifsei atzeres that was mekadesh the shtei alechem. It was also the kifsei atzeres that was matir the shtei alechem. So we know that all hektish, if you're going to eat it, needs something to be matir it ba'achila. The matir of the shtei alechem was the avodas adam of the kifsei atzeres. Additionally, we saw that the shtei alechem and the kifsei atzeres were ma'ak of each other. Now, exactly what that means was a point of contention amongst the Tanan. The Mishnah on Daf Memheh on the day is brought a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. According to Rabbi Akiva, halechem ma'akev es ha-kvasim, ve'en ha-kvasim ma'akven es ha-lechem. According to ben Nanas, the kvasim were ma'akev the lechem, and the lechem were not ma'akev the kvasim. But ha-miyah, there was some special zika, some special connection between the shlomim, the kifsei atzeres, and between the shtei ha-lechem. Chiddush, number one, that they have this connection. Additionally, it was only the Shlomim and the Shtei Alechem that had this connection. As opposed to the Oil and the Chatos, they did not have this special connection. Either way, today's daf is going to continue on this general theme, discussing the Shtei Alechem, the Kifsei Atzeres, this unique relationship that the Shtei Alechem and the Kifsei Atzeres had. And really, it begins with the Braisa. So just to set up the Braisa. So we just mentioned there's a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Nanas regarding the Shtei Alechem and the Kifsei Atzeres. What was ma'akiv what? According to Rabbi Akiva, the Lechem was ma'akiv the Kvasim was not ma'akiv the Lechem. According to Ben Nanas, it's the other way around. The Kvasim were ma'akiv the Lechem was not ma'akiv the Kvasim. Shitas Rabbi Akiva, the Lechem is ma'akiv the Kvasim is not ma'akiv the Lechem. What does that mean? You can't bring the Kifsei Atzeres, those two shlomims, unless you're bringing the Shtei Alechem. But the Kfasim is not Ma'akiv the Lechem, which means you could bring the Shtei Alechem, even if you're not bringing the Kfasim. Our Bryce is going to address what would be in the event of Shitas Rabbi Akiva. You could bring the Lechem without bringing the Kifsei Atzeres. So right now the Lechem is being brought on its own. What's the halachic implication of that? Meaning, do we treat this Shtei Alechem the way we would always treat the Shtei Alechem, as if it was being brought together with the Kifsei Atzeres? Or do we say that being that right now the Lechem are being brought on their own, maybe the halach is going to be different? So the truth is, what was the halachic status of the Shtei Alechem when it was being brought in a perfect world together with the Kifsei Atzeres? So number one, you would do tenufa with the Shtei Alechem. You would take the Shnei Kvasim, you would take the Shtei Halechem, and Sezamen, the Pasuk says, you would do Tenufa. Additionally, the Kohanim would eat the Shtei Halechem. So essentially, the question is, number one, are you going to do Tenufa with the Shtei Halechem when it's being brought on its own without the Kifsei Atzeres? Number two, are you going to eat the Shtei Halechem when it's being brought on its own without the Kifsei Atzeres? Now, as it relates to eating it, there's an additional Nakuda here, because as we mentioned, what was matter the Shtei Alechem Bachila? It was the Kifsei Atzeres. So to the extent that it's being brought without the Kifsei Atzeres, you would think you don't have the matter, and as a result, maybe you wouldn't be able to eat it, or maybe not. Maybe when it's brought together with the Kifsei Atzeres, then the Kifsei Atzeres is what's matter the Shtei Alechem. But when it's being brought without the Kifsei Atzeres, maybe not. Either way, obvious question that needs to be pondered, and that is, how do we treat the Shtei Halechem when they're being brought without the Kifsei Atzeres? Obviously, this question is only a question in the world of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Shtei Alechem can be brought without the Kivsei Atzeres. Because according to Ben Nanis, the Kfasim HaMa'akiv the Lechem. So to the extent you don't have the Kivsei Atzeres, you're not bringing the Shtei Alechem, which means we're not having this conversation anyways. But in the world of Rabbi Akiva, where you could bring the Shtei Alechem without the Kivsei Atzeres, Yesh Lachker, how do we treat the Shtei Alechem? Is it the same as always? Is it different? That is the topic of this very short Braisa. Stating that, the Gemara is going to have a whole Arichos, a discussion that's going to take us literally to the last word of Daf Memvel of Amid Beis, discussing this Braisa and really this Halach. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Shtei Alechem HaBois B'fnei Atzmon. The Shtei Alechem, if they're being brought on their own, meaning without the Kivsei Atzeres, Yunfu. So the first thing the Braisa says is the Kehanim did tenufa with it, Utu Uber Tzura, so then they would have to wait for the Tzura of the Shtei Alechem to go bad, for it to somewhat decay, decompose. And then finally, when that happens, v'yetzel the Beis HaSreifa, you treat it as if it's kachem psulim, and you take it out to the Beis HaSreifa. So what's the kitzah shulchan aruch of Shtei Alechem HaBois B'fnei Atzman? It's very straightforward. Tenufa. Every Shtei Alechem has tenufa. This one also has tenufa. To uber to ross and v'yetzel the Beis HaSreifa. However, whereas every Shtei Alechem has a din achila, this Shtei Alechem doesn't have a din achila. It has to go to the Beis HaSreifa, but before it goes to the Beis HaSreifa, the first thing you need is to uber to ross, and you have to wait for it to somewhat decompose. Says the Gemara in Manavshach. I don't understand the psak of the Braisa. To me, it seems to be somewhat contradictory. Why? Ilachila asyon. Because if the ikur din of the Shtei Alechem HaBois B'fnei Atzman is that you should be able to eat it, like every Shtei Alechem was eaten, then lechlinu, then eat it. Why would the Braisa say, Yetzul Beis HaSreifa, eat the Sreifa Asin, and if the din is that Shtei Alechem, when it's brought with the Kivsei Atzeres, is eaten, but when it's brought by itself, it's not eaten, but rather it goes to the Beis HaSreifa. Well, if that's the case, Lisrafinu La'altar, then just go and take it to the Beis HaSreifa and burn it. Lamalu Ibur Tzura. Why is the halacha that you first have to make it have an Ibur Tzura, L'chur, that then should be burned, even without the Ibur Tzura? In other words, the Gemara's kasha is, I don't understand why to uber to rasan v'yetzul the Beis HaSreifa. That's where the Man of Shach is. The Man of Shach has nothing to do with the tenufa part of the Braisa. It's the latter two halachas. To uber to rasan v'yetzul the Beis HaSreifa. Yetzul the Beis HaSreifa means you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, then you should not eat it and take it to the Beis HaSreifa even without Ibur Tzura. The Gemara's kasha is that if it's something that could be eaten, eat it. But if it's something that can't be eaten, Yetzul the Beis HaSreifa, then it shouldn't need to Ubat Tzurasan. So just to explain this a little bit better, we know that kachim that was burnt sometimes required Ibur Tzura, sometimes didn't require Ibur Tzura. The general rule of thumb is that if there's something physically wrong with the kachim, which is the reason why you're not allowed to eat it, so then it doesn't need Ibur Tzura. If there's nothing wrong physically with the kachim, but there's something external that's causing us not to be able to eat it, so then it would require Ibur Tzura. The Gemara holds that Shtei Alechem HaBois B'fnei Atzman, to the extent that the din is that you're not allowed to eat it, should fall under the category of kachin that has something inherently wrong with it, where it shouldn't require Ibur Tzura. And the reason is, says Rashi, five words. Hayul v'zuhi ikir mitzvasan. Because if the din is that Shtei Alechem HaBois B'fnei Atzman, you can't eat, that means the ikur din of this kachim is bring it and then burn it. If that's the ikur din, it shouldn't require Ibur Tzura. Ibur Tzura you need where the ikur din of this is not to burn it. In fact, there's nothing even inherently wrong or flawed with it. There's some external issue hovering. Memela, it needs Ibur Tzura before you bring it Lebeis HaSreifa. If, however, there's something physically wrong, or if the ikur din is to burn it, there's not even a din achila. The ikur din is sreifa. Then for sure you shouldn't need ibur tzura. Hence the Gemara says, "Meman of shach." If there's a din achila eden, and if there's a din sreifa, then l'srefinu la'alter. Why do you need ibur tzura? So the Gemara now is going to bring two distinct mahalchim. We're going to see it's two that are really three. Two, or if you prefer, three approaches to try to make sense of this price. So the first is Rabba. Omer, Rabba says, "Oydom lachilas." And pshat in this price is as follows: Mi'ikur adin shtei alechem, even with a bois b'fnei atzman, you're allowed to eat. Why then does the price say yetzel b'beis hasreifa? It's a din d'rabban. Gzeira, we were concerned. Shemi is damdulam kfasim l'shan haba, because maybe in the following year there will be the kifsei atzeres being brought together with the shtei alechem. Right, this shtei alechem is bois b'fnei atzman, but maybe in the following year the Kivsei Atzeres would be there. You would expect for it to be there. Now, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to eat the Shtei Alechem this year, when there's no Kivsei Atzeres on the Shtei Alechem, next year you might do the same thing. V'yoymru, you know what people are going to say next year? Ishtak Shaked last year. Lo yochalnu lechem b'le kvasim. We ate the breads without the kvasim. Achshav nami nechel. Let's do the same thing. Now, v'inu l'yadi, the chevre next year might not remember the ishtak could have a kvasim. That the year before, there were no kivsei atzeres. As a result, inu shayu nafshayu. So the shtei alechem was matter itself b'achilo. Abahash the diku kvasim, and now that this kvasim with the shari lohu. Now it's only the kvasim that have the ability to be matter. Being that there's a concern that if you're going to eat the shtei alechem without the kivsei atzeres, you may end up eating the shtei alechem before you bring the kivsei atzeres, even when there are kivsei atzeres. It's for that reason the Chachamim said, Yeitzu lebeis asreifa. But here's the point. The Ikur Din, says Rabba, of the shtei alechem when it's bois bifnei atzman, is lachila. It's not for it to be Yeitzu lebeis asreifa. Therefore, even though the Rabbanim were geyser and they said Yeitzu lebeis asreifa, but it's not the Ikur Din. If it's not the Ikur Din, so for sure it would require Ibur Tzura before you're going to go ahead and burn it, and that's Pshat in the price. So Pshat in the price is that mi Ikur Din, it should really be ba'achila. The only reason it's not ba'achila is because of Ixer, being that it's only because of Ixer, it's for that reason it requires Ibur Tzura. Now, Rabbi continued talking. Rabbi said, what's my makar to this idea? My explanation of the Braisa that Shtei Alechem Abayis Bifnei Atzma is really Lachila. Now, just appreciate this better, we're going to see in a minute that Rabbi's famous Balplukta, his nemesis in Shas, Rav Yosef, is going to learn differently than him. So, Rabbi is saying a little bit of a chiddush that Shtei Alechem Abayis Bifnei Atzma is really Lachila, and he felt he needed to back it up. Just to explain this a drop better, what's the grace of chiddush of what Rabbi is saying? It's pashut, because if the Shtei Alechem requires the Kivsei Atzeres, is Avodas Adam to be matrit ba'achila, so now that you don't have the Kivsei Atzeres being matrit, l'chayr it should be yaseh ba'achila. He's saying a very big chiddush, that when the Shtei Alechem are bois with the Kvasim, then the Kvasim are matrit. But with a bois bifnei atzman, inu sharya nafshayu. This is a chiddush. Again, Rabbi's saying it to explain a difficult braisa, but being that he's concluding something that really is a chiddush, he felt he needed to support it and back it up. Hence, the next part of Rabbis. Again, Rabbi said, "No, I mean, what's my makar to what I'm saying to Tanan? It's a Mishnah. That this Mishnah is in the first parak of Masechet Shkalim. It's a Mishnah that comes up a lot in Kachim Digga circles. Specifically, we learned this Mishnah together a few weeks ago. If you look at the Maseres Hashas, it was mentioned Le'il Tavchof Aleph Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Heid Ben Bukhri. Ben Bukhri was made by Yavne in Yavne. So this is circa Churban Bayesheni that Kol Kayin Shesh Shoykol Ein Eichayte. That any Kayin that gives Machsa Shekel is not sinning. The background to what Ben Bukhri held was, is that really the Kehanim are not obligated to give the Machzis HaShakel. Therefore, you would have thought that if he gives the Machzis HaShakel, he's doing something wrong. Kamash Malan, Kon Koyin Sheshoykel, Ein Eichayti. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai told Rabbi Yehuda, who was saying this over in the name of Ben Bukhri, Loiki, Ela Kol Koyin She'ein Eichayel Chayte. It's just the opposite. You're telling me that a Koyin doesn't have to give Machzah Shekel, but if he does, he's not doing anything wrong. I hold a Kohen has to. As a matter of fact, a Kohen that doesn't give Machzah Shekel, he's being Chayti. Ella, stating that, he said, I do know as a historical fact that the Kehanim were very lax when it came to Machzah Shekel. And the reason was, Kehanim Darshan Mikros Allah Atzman, because they made up their own drasha to somehow wiggle out of it. What was the drasha? The Pasuk says, V'chom minchas Kohen, kolol tiyah, lo yseyachel. That if a Kohen ever brings a mincha, like a minchas nadava, whatever mincha, kolol tiyah, it's like the oila of karbanos. It's kolol tiyah. You're not allowed to eat it. It goes 100% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Kehanim made the following cheshbon. They said that the Machzis HaShekel went to buy Karbanos Tzibur. Included in the Karbanos Tzibur were Menachis. Included in the Menachis were the Omer, the Shtei HaLechem, and the Lechem HaPanim. So they said, Hoyel v'Omer v'Shtei HaLechem, v'Lechem HaPanim v'Shalonu Hein. If we're going to be Meshtatev to the Machzis HaShekel, so it's going to come out, we're going to have ownership, we're going to have a chelik, we're going to own shears in these three Menachis. Well, if that's the case, Heich Necholin, how would they be able to be eaten? There's going to be a chelik of this mincha, that's a minchas koyin, and the din of a minchas koyin is kolo tia lo yseyachal. So they came up with a whole chap, right? They had this loophole in the system. Obviously, we can't give machza shekel, because if we're going to go ahead and give machza shekel, we're going to mess up the minachos that were eaten, because now there's a chelik of it that's a minchas koyin, and a minchas koyin is kolo tia lo yseyachal. But what's the bottom line? It says, Rabbi, you know what I'm taking out of this? I'm taking out of this that there's a shtei alecha that's a mincha. Why? Because when Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said his famous piece that the Kehanim would darish and mikras ala atzman, he said they would darish it regarding the Korban Omer, which is a mincha. They would darish it regarding the lechem upon him, which is a mincha. They also would darish it regarding the shtei alechem. Shteh Alechem is a Minchas. He said, Hani Shteh Alechem Heichidame. I don't understand this 100%. Ilim Abvois Imav Zevach. Is it talking about the Shteh Alechem, like in traditional settings, when it's bought together with the Zevach, specifically the Kifsei Atzeres that are Materit, that are part and parcel of it? Well, if that's the case, I think you have to view the Shteh Alechem as being part and parcel of the Kifsei Atzeres. Similar to the way you view the lachmi toid and the carbon toid, which was a topic of yesterday's stuff. And if that's the case, atu toid v'lachma miloy menadvi kayhani v'achlu. So he said, I want to ask you a question, Rabbi. In the kayim would bring a carbon toid, it comes with lachmi toid. You can tell me those lachmi toid are not eaten? Of course they're eaten. And how do I know that they're eaten? The reason I know that they're eaten is because I've never heard to the contrary. The lachmi toida are technically a mincha. The teretz is, when they come in zusammen mit the carbon toida, we actually view them as being a proper carbon. And if you view them as being a proper carbon is not included in v'chol minchas koyin kol tia loyse yachl, and therefore they can eat the lachmi toida. Well, if that's the case, then I think the same should be true with regards to the shtei alechem that's ba makivsei atzeres, where even though technically, I guess you can say it falls under the umbrella of mincha, we'll see in a minute, Torah actually calls it a mincha, but even though you can put it under the definition of mincha, of sekum tzizame with the kivsei atzeres, its dinim should be determined and dictated based on the dinim of the Kivsei Atzeres. I mean that the Kivsei Atzeres is a regular carbon. There's no halach of kol tiyaloy seyachal. I think the same would be true with regards to the Shtei Alechem. So what were the Kehanim talking about when they were Derish Latzman? We can't be mishtatif to the Machzah Shachal because we're going to mess up the Shtei Alechem. You're not messing up the Shtei Alechem any more than you would mess up a carbon toide. You know you could bring a carbon toide, eat the lachmi toide, even though the lachmi toide is a mincha, because it's nigrar basa the ikr toide, which is a carbon. And that's something that's an ikr carbon. It's not a mincha, it's nechal. So lachmi toide can be nechal as well. Same should be true regarding the Shtei Alechem. El Alav said, Rabbah must be bevois bifnei atzman. It must be that they were talking about Shtei Alechem that are bevois bifnei atzman. That's probably what they were talking about. If it's bevois bifnei atzman, it's not coming with the Kivsei Atzeres. So it doesn't have any Kivsei Atzeres for it to be nigra basar. If that's the case, it's a fartig mincha. But what's the punchline? V'ktani heich. Hey Necholin. But what did they say? That all the Shtei Alechem and the Spice Bifnei Atzmei are eaten. If we're going to be Shutfim in the Machzah Shekel, now we're messing it up. Alma, what do you see? Lachila Asin. You see that Me'ikra Din, it's meant Lachila. So Rabbi said, I have a raya from this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the Kehanim would Darshan Me'ikra Zel Atzmei regarding the Shtei Alechem, that the Shtei Alechem and Spice Bifnei Atzmei was Nechol. Therefore, I have feel like I have the places to be Mefarish the Braisa. Shtei Alechem and Spice Bifnei Atzmei Yunfu. That's one. What's the kasha mamon of shach? If it has a din to be yetzel beis hasreif, it shouldn't require ibur tzura. The teretz is meikra din, it's lachila. It's only yetzel beis hasreif because of a gzeira. Being that it's only because of a gzeira, that's why it requires ibur tzura. Meikra din, it's lachila. I'm saying a very big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush? Because number one, it's a big chiddush. But number two, because doesn't it require the kifsei atzeres to be materet? True. But that's only true when it's ba in makifsei atzeres. But when it comes by itself, like Rabbi said, ini shari nafshayo, it's matter itself. Bottom line is, Rabbi has his support from this price. So the Gemara says that Abaya, who was Rabbi's Talmud Muvik, heard what Rabbi said. And Abaya asked on Rabbi's raya. So to be clear, Abaya is not asking a head-on kasha on Rabbi's pshat in the price. Rabbi, you want to learn pshat? You can learn pshat. But minoa minolo, the va'amar rabba, the second thing rabba said, that I have a problem with. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, as it relates to your raya from Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, that the kehanim would erish mikros al atzman regarding the shtei alechem. What was your kasha? That if it's ba mazevach, then it's no different than the toid and the lachmi toid. L'chari der cheshbin is wrong. Elamai is ba b'fnei atzman. You see where it's ba b'fnei atzman, it was nechel. So Abaya said, loyim b'voyis mazevach. Loyim, I'll tell you there, drosh of shtei alechem was talking about where it's ba mazevach. Udeko kasha l'chabu, what was your kasha mi toid of alachma? From the toida and its bread, Koyim brings a carbon toida. As far as we know, when he eats the lachmi toida, no, it's different. Because lachmi toida la ikru mincha, you don't find anywhere that the lachmi toida was called a mincha. A b'shtei alechem ikru mincha. You do find that the shtei alechem was called a mincha. Shenema, the pasuk says, b'hakrivchem mincha chadash al Hashem. Being that you find that the Torah mefurish, rochel bitcha aktana, buk tzener, refers to the shtei alechem as a mincha, could be, even where it's ba mazevach, it's not nigra basa the zevach, we treat it like a mincha of a koyin is called tialoy seyachel. It's for that reason. Said Abaya, the Kehanim with Derish Mikra Latzman, but the point is that it could be there. Derish Mikra Latzman was talking about not Shtei Alechem Abba Bifnei Atzman, Shtei Alechem Abba Mazevach. Oh, they were talking about Shtei Alechem Abba Mazevach. Well, obviously, if that's the case, it's not a tzushtel to our sugi. But either way, that's the first pshat in the Braisa. It's Rabba, Rabbi holds that shtei alechem abayis bifnei yatzman, the halacha is la'achiva. It's only Yetzel based Asrefi because of Gzeira, and that's why it's to Ubar Tzuras. Second shot, Rabbi Yosef says, Lo'ilam l'srefa asyan. Lo'ilam the halacha of shtei alechem abayis bifnei yatzman, alibid Rabbi Akiva is that it's Yetzel based Asrefa. That's really what you're supposed to do. If that's the kasha, so why tubar tzurasan, right? If the din is yetzel beis hasreif, it shouldn't require ibur tzura. V'hainu time et lois afinon. The reason you don't just burn it right away is l'fisha ain't sarf and kachem b'yantiv. It's a whole different reason. Rabbi Yosef says you're not understanding the braisa. You don't need ibur tzura b'cheftza. The problem is when is the shtei alechem brought? It's brought on yantiv. If it's brought on yantiv and you're going to burn it, it means you'd be burning kachem ayantif, ain't sarfin kachem ayantif. So you have to wait until after yantif. That's what's going on over here. I'm like, bias. I heard Rav Yosef said, and like he always does, he said, me dummy, I don't understand what you're saying. Hassam, when is there a din ain't sarfin kachem ayantif? Where it's slav mitzvasim bekach, where the ikur din of the kachem is not to burn it. The ikur din is to do avoida with it. Punk, right now I'm burning it because something happened. It became possible. So there ain't sarfin kachem ayantif. But hachad mitzvasim bekach. But over here, shtei alechem avoyis bifnei yatzman, you're telling me the ikur din is l'sreifo. So Larissa Rafino, for sure you should burn it. And by the way, Abaya said there's a precedent for the fact that kachim with the ikur din is reifa, you burn even on yantiv. Midah dehavi apar v'sar shel yom kippurim. You find it regarding the par and the sar in Yom Kippur, which was nisraf, right? The par of Yom Kippur was one of the par manisrafim, and the sar also had a din for reifa, and they used to do it on Yom Kippur. They did it on the Yom HaKadosh. I ain't sar from kachim beyantiv. Certainly Yom Kippur. The teretz is that here it's ikur adin. So if it's ikur adin, it's very different. So Rabbi Yosef heard what Abaya said. He said, I'm asking. Can't be that mi ikur adin, it's reifa for the reason you need ibur tzura is because you just have to wait until after yantiv. Can't be, because there would be no problem to burn this on yantiv. This is not ain't sar from kachim beyantiv. Fakir, it's misfasim bekach, and it'd be like the par in the sar in Yom Kippur. Elam, Rav Yosef, said it's a different reason. Gzeira, it was a gzeira. Shemi yisnabdu lem kvasim la'achemikan. He was just concerned that maybe they'll find kvasim at some point. Meaning, right now it's early in the morning, and you bring in the shtei alechem, you do the tenufa with it, and yeah, you're gonna go ahead and burn it. What are we supposed to eat it? No, but we don't have the kifsei atzeres. Oh, yeah, but what happens if you end up getting the kifsei atzeres? See, he wants you to wait until the end of the day, because maybe at some point you're gonna get the kifsei atzeres, which will allow you to do a proper tenufa, number one, together with the kifsei atzeres. Additionally, allow you to eat it. So we don't want to go ahead and seal the fate of the shtei alechem so early in the day. So that's why we're waiting until later. And it's for that reason he said ibur tzura. So again, ibur tzura is not because there's something be'etzim kosher about it. It's din is not l'sreifa, therefore you need the ibur tzura before you do the sreifa. The ikur din is sreifa. But ibur tzura is just wait. It's just stalling tactics. It's not ibur tzura in the traditional, conventional ibur tzura sense. But only Abaya had a problem with this as well. He said, because that would explain why you would wait until the end of the day. Tenach calls man hakravas. So as long as you'd be able to be makriv the kifsei atzeres the entire day, Rashi says, up until the tamach ben arbayim, right? Because once you bring the tamach ben arbayim, it's too late. Aleh hashlem kol hakarbanos. So until the end of the day, it would explain why you're waiting. But at the very least, once the day ends, you bring the tamach ben arbayim. The sun sets, right? At that point, you can't do avodah anymore. So you should burn it then. Says the Gemara. Abaye told him, enechinami. The way I understand the price, it's taka what it means. Maite ubar tzurasa nami diktani tzura sakravasam. I don't mean ibur tzura, and I don't even mean you have to wait until the next morning. You'd technically be able to burn it at night. I just mean that the tzura of the animal has to change a little bit, or some say the tzura of that krava, the nature of that krava has to be different. I mean, you can't just go ahead and burn it. It requires some delay, not a delay until the next morning. And chinami, that's not what I meant. That's what ibur tzura usually means, but that's not what this means. What this means is just wait until the night. The reason you don't need a proper ibur tzura is because the ikur din is l'sreifa. The reason, however, you want to wait until the night is because you want to wait until you know for sure you're not going to be able to bring the kifsei atzeres. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yosef learned the braisa 180 degrees from the way Rabbi did. Rabbi Yosef learned that the ikur din, really, of the shtei alechem abayis bifnei yatzman is that it should be yetzel beis asreifa. And the only reason why there's a din of t'ubat zurasen is because of gzeira. Oh, and by the way, t'ubat zurasen, according to Rabbi Yosef, doesn't mean what it means. Alibi the Rabbi doesn't even mean what it usually means. Derpsha, Rava Amar. Rava said, L'achila asyan. Rava learned the same way Rabba learned. He learned that pshat in the braisa is that mi'ikur adin shtei alechem abayis bifnei yatzman are l'achila. And that's why t'ubar tzurasan. Why is it yetzu l'beis hasreifa? It's yetzu l'beis hasreifa because of the gzeira. Rava learned Exactly that. Not only that, he learned the same exact gzeir. Okay, so where is Rava deviating? Why is Rava another pshat? The reason he's another pshat is because we mentioned earlier that Rava needed a braisa. He needed a makar. He needed a source. It's actually a mishnah. In order to back up his position. Because without a mishnah, without a makar, you can't just say that shtei alechem abayis bifnei yatzman, you're allowed to eat, because ordinarily it needs the kifsei atzeres to be matarid. So how could it be in this situation it wouldn't need the kifsei atzeres? What was Rabbi's makar? The Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Kehanim Adarshim Mikras Alatzman, which he understood is the shtei alechem abayis bifnei yatzman, and you see that it was lachil. But Abaya was doicha that. So it's because of Abaya's dichoy that Rava feels he needs to add something. So again, Rava's learning like Rabba, but he feels that Rabba needs a makar. Rabba also felt he needed a makar. That was the second Rabba of Amar Rabba. Abaya knocked out the makar, which means, according to Rava, we don't have a makar. So that's where Rava needs to contribute now. He needs to shtel to a makar. So again, Rava, Amar Lachila Asin. That really shtel lechem abayis bifnei atzman or lachiva. And if that's the case, really, it shouldn't be Yetzel Lebeis HaSreifa. Why is it Yetzel Lebeis HaSreifa? V'gzeira Mishum Derabba. And it's because of Gzeira Derabba. Now, usually when you think of Gzeira Derabba, you think of Shem Yavi Ren Udal and Amos Bishos HaRabba, right? This is not that Gzeira of Rabba. But either way, it's the Gzeira of Rabba that he said earlier. What's the Gzeira next year? They're going to say last year. Okay, stating the ad, V'lami Tameh. But the Makar to this is not Rabba's Makar. Elamikra. Rather, Rava said that I have a pasuk. What's this pasuk? Oh my, Rava, not minimal. What is it? The pasuk says, "Mi moishvay seichem tviu lechem tenufa," referring to the shtei alechem, bikurim lashem, and the Torah refers to the shtei alechem as bikurim. So Rava said, in that word bikurim, in that analogy, lick the mafteach. Ma bikurim b'fnei atzman, just like bikurim abo b'fnei atzman, af shtei alechem b'fnei atzman. The shtei alechem could also be brought b'fnei atzman. Hence, shitas Rabbi Akiva. Umina, ma bikurim lachila. Bikurim with abo b'fnei atzman were eaten, albeit by the kayhanim. Af shtei alechem, nami lachila, so to the shtei alechem, could be eaten as, well, either way, just to make a sikum on the first part of today's daf, Tanu Rabbanan, shtei halechem, habois b'fnei atzman. We're going a little bit Rabbi Akiva, that holds that the lechem is ma'akiv the kfasim, but the kfasim is not ma'akiv the lechem. So the shtei lechem could be brought on its own. What do you do with it? So the Braisa said, you do tenufa, and then you wait for it to have ibur tzura, and you burn it. And the Gemara said, I don't understand why you would need ibur tzura before you burn it. If the ikur din is lachila, then you shouldn't be burning it. And if the ikur din is shreifa, then you shouldn't require ibur tzura. And what emerged is really two fundamental pshatim in how to learn the Braisa. Rabba and Rav Yosef, the Gedolei Amiron, respectively. Rabba said that the sheet of the Braisa is that really, shtei alechem abayis bifnei atzman, you're allowed to eat. Being that you're allowed to eat it, if you're going to burn it, you're going to have to burn it with an Ibur Tzura. Why do you have to burn it in the first place? It's because of Gzeira, what the Gemara calls Gzeira de Rabba. Pun intended. It's based on the fact that we're worried that if you're going to go and eat shtei alechem on kifsei atzeres, when there's no kifsei atzeres, you may eat shtei alechem on kifsei atzeres, even when there is kifsei atzeres, and that's something that unequivocally you're not allowed to do. That's an isdei raisa. That's completely off limits. It's for that reason, because of this gzeira, Chazal said what they said. The second approach is Rabbi Yosef's approach. He went just the opposite. He held the ikra din, the halacha of the shtei alechem bais mifnei atzman is l'sreifa. If it's a sreifa, so why do you need ibur tzura? That was the kasha. Rabbi Yosef, you don't really need ibur tzura. You don't need the ibur tzura of the conventional definition of it. What you need is to wait until the end of the day. The reason you wait until the end of the day is because until the sun sets or until you bring the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim, you don't know that you're not going to be able to bring the Kifsei Atzeres. So as long as you might be able to bring the Kifsei Atzeres, we should hold out for what is the lechatchi, the way of doing the mitzvah. It's for that reason the halacha is Ibur Tzura. There was a Rava who was just coming to say another makar within the shita of Rabba, right? We felt Rabba's shita that it's lachila is a mechudesh de geshita. Why is it a mechudesh de geshita? Because if ordinarily you need the kifsei atzeres to be matu the shtei alechem, then why would it be different if the shtei alechem is boi bifnei atzmoi? Rabba's makar was the mishnah mesach the shkolim. Abaya had a problem with that makar, and so that reason Rava came up with another makar. He learned it from a pasuk, a drasha, no less. And that is that we compare the shtei alechem to the bikurim. The bikurim abam bifnei atzman and la'achila, so to the shtei alechem abam bifnei atzman and la'achila. Either way, we now turn our attention to Daf Mem Zayin. We turn our attention to part two of today's daf. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to bring another braisa. So part one started with a braisa, a one-line braisa, and had a long amirotic discussion of this braisa. Part two begins with a braisa as well. It's not one line, it's more like seven lines, but again, same signal. We're going to have a braisa, and there's going to be a discussion amongst the Amoraim in terms of understanding Pashpshan in this braisa. Now, the background of this braisa is really the theme of these dafin that we're learning now, and that is the special connection that the Kivsei Atzeres has with the Shtei Halechem. Specifically, what we need to understand this braisa. The Kivsei Atzeres was matter the Shtei Halechem Achila. The Kivsei Atzeres was also Mekadesh. It gave Kedusha to the Shtei Alechem. How so? Now, the Shtei Alechem, as soon as it was designated as being part of the Karbonos of Shavuos, it got a Kedusha. But the Kedusha that it got is what we know as Kedusha's Damim. It didn't get Kedusha's Adguf, didn't become intrinsically Kadosh until the Kivsei Atzeres were brought. So the Shtei Alechem is Kedusha. Kedusha, the gestatus, is very much contingent upon the Kivsei Atzeres. The Avodas Adam of the Kivsei Atzeres. The Avodas Adam of the Kivsei Atzeres is Mater the Shtei Alechem Achilo, and it also gives it the Kedusha, it upgrades it from being simply Kedusha's Damim to now being Kedusha's Hagof. Here's the question. What would be if the Kivsei Atzeres were brought with a Machshava Shaloi Lishma? How exactly, if in any way, would that impact the Shtei Alechem? So to the extent that the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shlomims, are brought Shaloi Lishma, Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Bailam, would that impact the Shtei Alechem, or would that not impact the Shtei Alechem? Now the truth is as follows. The truth is, the Kivsei Atzeres is a Shlomim. We know the first Mishnah of Masechta Zvachim. Kol HaZvachim, Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishman K'sherin, Ela Shaloi Alu L'Bailam L'Shem Chayva. But the point is that Shlomim Shaloi Lishma is included in Kol HaZvachim, right? It's not excluded, even though there's multiple shitas in the first Mishnah, Masechta HaZvachim, none of them exclude a Shlom. So a Shlomim for sure that's brought Shaloi Lishma, the halach is going to be kasha. It's like Alu L'Bailam L'Shem Chayva, but it is kasha. And what does kasha mean? Kasha means you could do this Zrikas Adam, kasha means you could eat the basar, kasha means it could be makta, the emirim, right? It's kasha. So at first glance, you would almost feel like this question should be a little bit dead on arrival, because you would think that being that Kivsei Atzeres Shaloi Lishma is kosher, so why shouldn't it be matter the Shtei Alechem Bachila? Why shouldn't it give it its proper Kedusha? The Shtei Alechem needs an Avodas Adam of Kivsei Atzeres, it got an Avodas Adam of Kivsei Atzeres. Now to be clear, it's Loyolu L'Bailam L'Shem Chayva, Beseder, so maybe you gotta bring a new Shtei Alechem. But that's not the nidin of this price. The nidin of this price is, could I eat the Shtei Alechem? Right? Was the Kivsei Atzeres matter it? Does it have Kedushas Agof? Which means, could I be Poide? Right? You can be Poide Kedushas Adam, you can't be Poide Kedushas Adof. But again, I would think that the Kivsei Atzeres is Avodas Adam, even if it was done Shaloi Lishma, being that the halach is that it's kosher, albeit like Alu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayva, the hashpa that it's going to have on the Shtei Alechem should be the Zelba hashpa. What should possibly be the problem? So Rashi brings the Teres Kayanim. Rashi says that really the issue over here is based on a pasuk that it says regarding the Karban Toida. By the Karban Toida, you find that if the Toida was brought Shaloi Lishma, like Kidei Shlachmai, that the Lachmi Toida don't become Kaddish. So if that's the case, there's Mokim now to say that if, as it relates to the relationship between the Karban Toida and the Lachmi Toida, if it's done Shaloi Lishma, it's not a Kaddish the Lechem. So it makes sense then maybe the Zelbazach would be true as it relates to the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem as well. A knach that's going to feature very, very prominently in the very, very last leg of today's daf is going to be that in the sugyas it's going to be mavur. That could be the reason why the Kivsei Atzeres Shaloi Lishma doesn't have the ability to be Mekadosh the Lechem, even though Kivsei Atzeres is a Shlomim and Shlomim Shaloi Lishma is kosher. It's because maybe Shlomim Shaloi Lishma is kosher and it's matter, bachila, and bahaktara, all the things that are part and parcel of the actual carbon. But being that the Shtei Alechem is external to the Kivsei Atzeres, right? It's just a couple of loaves of bread, some carbs. It's not part of the actual animal. So it could be that their avodah shelo lishma would not have the ability to go ahead and be mashpia on it in the same way. So as much as it's true, an avodah shelo lishma when you're handling the shlamim is a kosher avodah, but it could be that's only with regards to it being matter, things that are part and parcel of it. But if you want to be matter something external, even though there's a zika between those two things, but if it's something external, it's a degree removed, then it could be then already it won't be able to do it. Either way, this idea of kifsi atzeres shaloi lishma and what hashpa it does or doesn't have on the shtei alechem is the topic of the next part of today's daf. So, the halakha gemara tana rabban and a brisa kifsi atzeres as relates to kifsi atzeres im kachin as alechem, they don't have the ability to be mekadesh the lechem ela b'shchita unless you do a shchita. So it's the shchita, says the brisa, of kifsi atzeres that was mekadesh the lechem keitzad shochtan lishma, in the event that the shchita was done lishma, this arak tama lishma and this riga was done lishma kiddush alechem, the halacha is the lechem gets kedusha. Shachtan shaloi lishma v'zarak dam and shaloi lishma. What would be if side the shchit and side the zrika was on shaloi lishma? Like kiddush alechem, the lechem would not get kedusha. Shachtan lishma v'zarak dam and shaloi lishma. What would be if the shchit was done lishma and the zrika was on shaloi lishma? Halechem kaddish ve'enay kaddish devei Rabbi. Rabbi says the lechem would be kaddish and not kaddish. Very cryptic, indeed. We'll see a whole discussion tomorrow what this means, but kaddish ve'enay kaddish. It is and it is. But plus Rabbi Shimon Omer, plus Rabbi Shimon says lo ilam enay kaddish. It's not kaddish ad sheyishchit lishma v'yizrak dam and lishma. You have to do a shchit lishma and you have to do a zrika lishma. But if you're going to do only the shchit lishma, not the zrika lishma, I don't agree with Rabbi that it's kaddish v'ein kaddish. But Blaz Rabbi Shimon says it's not going to be kaddish, period. Either way, so the Braisa said three things. If the shchit was lishma and the zrika was lishma, kidesh halechem. If the shchita was shaloi lishma and the zrika was shaloi lishma, like kiddush alechem. If the shchita was lishma, but the zrika was shaloi lishma, one yeah, one not. Machlik is Rabbi and Rabbi Blaz Reb Shimon. Rabbi says kaddosh ve'enai kaddosh. Rabbi Blaz Reb Shimon says enai kaddosh. So nobody holds it's kaddosh, right? Even Rabbi, who holds kaddosh, it's kaddosh ve'enai kaddosh, and according to Rabbi Blaz Reb Shimon, it's nothing. Now, just to be clear, even though we mentioned this in the introduction to the Braisa, but let's just chazer this. When we talk about is it kaddosh or is it not kaddosh, shtei alechem is kaddosh. It wakes up kaddosh when it's shtei alechem. The question is it kaddosh b'kedusha sagof, right? That's the shayla over here. Does it have that level of kedusha, or does it not have that level of kedusha? For sure it has kedusha's daven. But does it also have kedusha sagufa? Not. That is what's going on over here in this price. So if the shchita and the zrika were both lishma, the shtei alechem is kaddish. If the shchita and the zrika were both shaloi lishma, the shtei alechem is not kaddish. Where the shchita was lishma, but the zrika was shaloi lishma, that's machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Reb Shimon. According to Rebbe, kaddish, the enai kaddish. According to Rabbi Reb Shimon, it's not going to be kaddish at all. Zok to Gemara. First things first. What is the svaras hamachloikis between Rebbe and Blaz Reb Shimon? Now you could have argued first things first. Let's understand the two shitas, right? But the Gemara actually says no. We'll understand it in a minute. A couple of shurois. But for now, what is the svaras hamachloikis? So the Gemara says, my time with the Rebbe. What's pshat in Rebbe that holds that if the shchita was lishma, even if this week was not lishma, it's kaddish, albeit also ve'ena kaddish, but what's pshat in Rebbe that holds its kaddish? Dechsid, because the pasuk says ve'es ha'ayil yase zevach shlomen l'Hashem al sal hamatzos. Says Rebbe, it says clearly that what part of the kifsei atzeres is connected to the sal hamatzos? What part of it is going to make the sal hamatzos, the shtei alechem kaddish? It's the zevach. The shchita mekatsha. You see, from here, that is the shchita that's mekatsha. Now, the truth is, this pasuk is not talking about the shtei alechem, right? What's the dead giveaway? It says al sal hamatzos, right? Also, ves ha'ayil yase zevach shlomim. The shlomims of the shtei alechem were not an ayil; they were kvasim, not one keves, two kvasim, the kifsei atzeres. So, this is actually talking about the ayil shlomim that the nazir used to bring. But as we saw already in yesterday's daf, the ayil shlomim of the nazir is similar to the kifsei atzeres, which we saw is also similar to the lachmi toide, in that there's a carbon and breads, and that there's a zika between the carbon and the breads. But the bottom line is, says Rebbe, that you see regarding this ayil nazir of the shlomim, that it's the shchit of the shlomim that's connected to the salamatzos. So you see from it, the shchit is mekadesh. Oh, if that's true with regards to the nazir's carbon, it's going to be true with regards to the shtei alechem as well. For Lazar Reb Shimon, Lazar Reb Shimon says, it's true, it says zevach, and zevach always means shchita, but it says yase zevach. And you know what yase means? Actually, yase kol asiyos. It means you have to do all the avodas. So until you do all the avodas, this is not going to be true. For Rebbe, Nam Yoksiv Yasa. Frey Tegmar, according to Rebbe, doesn't it say Yasa? So Rebbe says it does. But Iksiv Zevach Yasa. Had it said Zevach Yasa, Kitakamar, I would agree with you. Zevach Eshchita. And on top of that, Yasa, you need to make sure everything else is good as well. But Hashad Chsiv Yasa, Zevach. But now that it says Yasa first and Zevach second, so the way I teach it is, it's like a Klalu Prat. Bema Yasa. What does it mean, Yasa? Bezvicha. But really, the only thing that matters is Zvicha. Says Gemara, Lazar Reb Shimon, Hoksiv Zevach. Why did Torah mention Zevach according to Lazar Reb Shimon? Meaning, once it says Yasa, Yasa means Kolas Yosef. So why are you even singling out Zevach? So Gemara, Humi Boyle, the Rabbi Yochanan. The reason the Torah said Zevach is based on Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. How come Oydin Shasarach Shei Lechem Shashchita? Everybody agrees that the Lechem has to be around at the time of the Shchita. Meaning, the Lechem needs to be in existence at the time of the Shchita. You could have thought that as long as I have the Shtei Lechem at the time of the Zrika, that would be okay. Kamash Malon, Zevach, that at the time of the Shchita, you already have to make sure you have the Shtei Lechem. But bottom line, my time of the Rebbe, that if the Shchita was on Lishma and the Zrika was on Shalei Lishma, the Lach is it's going to be Kaddish, albeit for any Kaddish, it's because it says, V'esha'ayel Yasa Zevach, Shlomim, I care about the Zvicha. My time to Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, because it says Yasa. Yasa means that all the Asiyas have to be okay. Okay, so that addresses the Mekoiros to this Machloikis. The next thing we need to figure out is, what is the Machloikis? And specifically, what is Shita's Rebbe? Because Rav Lazar Rav Shimon's Shita is pretty straightforward. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon said that okay, pretty clear. But the question is, what is Shita's Rebbe? Rebbe said, Kaddish v'ene Kaddish, it seems very cryptic. So the Gemara says like this, what does it mean, Kaddish v'ene Kaddish? So Abaye said, Kaddish v'ene Gomer. It's Kaddish, but the Kiddush is not complete. Which, by the way, still leaves us needing more information, right? Tell me more. And the Gemara, in a minute, will explain Shita's Abaye better. So, again, this is already the second crack at it, and we still don't know what it means. So, Abaye said it means Kaddish Veinu Gomer. Rava is a little bit more clear. Rava says Kaddish Veinu Niter. That what it means is that it's Kaddish. It's 100% Kaddish. It's Kaddish, but Kedushas Aguf. As we'll see in a minute, you won't be able to be poited, right? When there's Kedushas Aguf, you can't be poited. You won't be able to be poited this. So, what does it mean, Eine Kaddish? Not Eine Kaddish, the felt in Kedusha, but Eine Niter. It's not going to be Mutter. So, if the Shchita was Lishma and the Zrika was Shaloi Lishma, what you end up having is like, in terms of the hashpa that the Kivsei Atzeres is going to have on the Shtei Alechem. Mitzad, its ability to be mekadosh it, yeah, it's going to give it kedusha. Mitzad, its ability to be matter it, that it won't be able to do, because for that already you need the Zrika. Says the Gemara, my binai, what's the nafgamina between Abaye and Rava? And by the way, that's just the Gemara's way of saying, I don't understand Abaye. I understand what Rava's saying, right? Kaddish ve'ino niter. It's not Kaddish ve'ino Kaddish, Kaddish ve'ino niter. But Abaye that said it's Kaddish abe ve'ino gomor, so it is Kaddish and it's not Kaddish, I just don't know what that means. And again, not I don't understand what it means, I have a kasha, I just don't know how to teach it. Posh shepshat. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, ikebeinayu, I'll tell you the nafgamina between Abaye and Rava. And by me telling you nafkamina in a bayi brava, you'll understand what Shita's Abaye is. When mitvas pidyoino, the nafkamina is to be matvas pidyoino. Meaning, could you be poided or could you not be poided? Now, Rashi has a whole arichas over here in terms of what the right girsa here is and what the wrong girsa here is. Rashi very emphatically, if you take a look at Rashi's lashonis, he's pretty sharp, that the girsa that we have in our Gemara is the wrong girsa. So we're going to read it. The girsa that Rashi was 100% sure is the right girsa, and that is le'abaya tofes pidyoino. According to Abaya, it has kedusha, but the kedusha that it has is only a kedusha's damim. So it's kaddish, it has kedusha's damim, but at the same time it doesn't have kedusha. Kedushas Haguf. Being that it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf, so it's for that reason, if you want to be poited, you can be poited. Whereas Lirava, according to Rava, it's 100% Kaddish. It's Kaddish Gomor, right? It's 100% Kaddish. And therefore, Loi Tafis Pidyoin, that's the right gear, so you have to add the word Loi. You won't be able to be poited. So according to Abaya, it's Kaddish Ve'inu Gomor. It's Kaddish Kedushas Damim. But it's not Kaddish Kedusha Sagov. L'may nafkamina, you could be poited. According to Rava, it's Kaddish Gomer, which means it is Kaddish Kedusha Sagov, which means he can't be poited. So what's the Enoi Kaddish? It's not Enoi Kaddish. It means Enoi Niter. It means it's not going to be Mutter. But the Gemara continues. Bishlam of the Rava, Bishlam, according to Rava, Hainu Dekabein Rebbe, the Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. I understand the chiluk between Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. According to Rebbe, let's get this clear, it's Kaddish. It's Kaddish Kedusha Sagov. You can't be poited. According to Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, it's not Kaddish, which means that if you want to be poited, you could be poited. And by the way, Sai Rebbe, Sai Rulaz Reb Shimon, I'll leave it the Rava hold that it's not Mutav Achila, right? You for sure can't eat it. The question is what? The question is, could you be poited? Could you not be poited? And that is Guva the Machloikis between Rebbe and Rulaz Reb Shimon. According to Rebbe, it's Kaddish. Therefore, you can't be poited. Rashi's Gersa. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it's not Kaddish. If you want to be paid, it could be paid. Elul Abaya freaked the Gemara, but according to Abaya, my Iko Bein Rabbi, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, what is the nafkamina between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, according to Abaya, that even Alibi the Rabbi, it's Kaddish Vein Egomor. So what does that mean? That means if you want to be paid, you could be paid. And according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, if you want to be paid, you could be paid because it's not Kaddish at all. So what's the nafkamina? What is the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, Rabbi says it's Kaddish. What does that mean, Zok Tabaya? It's Kaddish Kedushas Domin, it's not Kaddish Kedushas Agof. What does the laws of Rav Shimon hold? It's only Kaddish if you do a proper Shechita and a proper Zrika. Now, does the laws of Rav Shimon hold it's not Kaddish Kedushas Domin if you didn't do a proper Shechita, proper Zrika? Of course not. Elamai holds it's not Kaddish Kedushas Agof, which is exactly Shitas Rebbe. So, Kuri Tabaya, what is the nafkamina? And by the way, it's pasha according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it's not going to be mutar b'achila. But it's also pasha according to Rebbe, it's not going to be mutar b'achila. Right? Just follow Davarhu. Madach according to Rava's understanding in Rebbe, it's not mutar b'achila. Certainly in Abaya's understanding of Rebbe, it's not going to be mutar b'achila. So Sai Rebbe, Sai Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold that it's not mutar b'achila. Sai Rebbe, Sai Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold that it's only Kaddish Kedushas Damim, which means you could be paided. So freit the Gemara, my ikka aliba da abaya bein Rebbe, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. And for the Gemara, ikka bein nayu lefsul b'yoytze. You want to know what the nafkamina is, whether or not it's nifsul b'yoytze. If it would be yoytze, in that situation, where the shechita was done l'shma, but the zrika was on shaloi l'shma, would it become possible b'yoytze? It's yeitzul the beis hasrei. If you have to treat it like psuli hamikdashim, or would it not be nifsal b'yoytze? According to Rebbe, it's kaddish. Kaddish means that it has a level of kedushas agof, in that it would be nifsal b'yoytze. According to Elazar, Rav Shimon, it's nothing. All it is good old fashioned kedushas damim, and as a result, it's not going to be nifsal b'yoytze. So according to Abaya, what's the nafkamina between Rebbe, Elazar, Rav Shimon? The nafkamina is it nifsal b'yoytze, is it not nifsal b'yoytze? So again, just to be clear, so we have a machloik. Is in the third case of the Braisa, where the Shechita was done Lashma, the Zrika was done Shaloi Lashma. According to Rebbe, the halacha is Kaddish v'ene Kaddish. According to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the halacha is Enei Kaddish at sheyishchit Lashman v'yizrak damin Lashman. What exactly are these two Shitas? It was a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Let's go backwards. According to Rava, Rebbe Shita is that it's Kaddish v'ene Kaddish. It's Kaddish Kedushas Aguf 100%. And the Kaddish just means it's not Mutar Bachil. So that according to Rebbe, it's Kaddish Kedushas Aguf. You can't be paid it. According to Rebbe, it's going to be Nifsal B'yotze. It's just not Mutar Bachil. According to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, it's nothing. If it's nothing, it's not Kaddish Kedushas Aguf. It's only Kedushas Aguf. You can be paid it. It's not going to be Nifsal B'yotze. Certainly, it's not going to be Mutar Bachil. According to Abaya, even Rebbe holds that Kaddish means Kaddish ve'inay gomer. It's not 100% Kaddish. Meaning, it's not Kedushas Aguf in the sense that if you want to be paided, you will now be able to be paided because it's only Kedushas Aguf, it's not Kedushas Aguf. What does it mean, Kaddish ve'inay gomer? Kaddish ve'inay gomer means that al kapanim it's going to be nifsal yaitz. If that's the case, what's the machloikis between Rebbe and Elazar, Rebbe Shimon? Going to Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, this Shtei Halechem is nothing in the sense that all it is Kedushas Damim. So if you want to be paid it, you can be paid it. It's not going to be Nifsal B'yotze. And if you want to eat it, you won't be able to eat it. According to Rebbe, you won't be able to eat it. If you want to be paid, you'll be able to be paid it. So he checks off two of those boxes. Or Blas Reb Shimon checks off, but it's that third box. According to Rebbe, it's something that is going to be nifsal b'yaitze. Either way, the third and final part of today's daf. So really, this next part of today's daf is no longer specifically discussing the Braisa, but it's an ibaya and a discussion that the Meiram had that's very much predicated on the Braisa, as we will see literally as we begin. May Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, ask Rav Chiya bar Abba the following question. Kivsei Atzeres, Shashachton Lishman, V'zarak Damon Shaloi Lishman. Right, so the case sounds familiar. Kivsei Atzeres, where the Shechita was done Lishman, and the Zrika was done Shaloi Lishman. Oysei Alechem al Bachilo. What's the halacha regarding the Lechem? Could you eat it, or could you not eat it? So this is literally category 3 of the previous price. So, but he's zoning in on something very specific. He wants to, could you eat the Shtei Alechem, or could you not eat the Shtei Alechem? So the Gemara says, Alibidaman, who is this question posed according to? Meaning, we have a Machloikis Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, in terms of what the halacha bechlal is regarding the Shtei Alechem, where the Shechita was done Lashma and the Zrika was done Shalei Lashma. So the first thing Gemara says is that Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, who asked Rav Chiya bar Abba this question, who did he ask this question according to, meaning be more specific. You're asking Alibi the Rebbe, you're asking Alibi the Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, and Memonovshah, because he Alibi the Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, if he was asking according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Amaz Zrika Hidim Akacha. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon was very clear. He said, so unless you do a Shechita and a Zrika Lishman, you have nothing. So it's Pasha, it's not going to be Motav Achidah, right? We never even entertained that side. According to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, there's no Shaila in the world. See the first half of the Amid, everyone agrees it's going to be nothing. Elamai, it's probably Alibi the Rebbe. But yeah, Alibi the Rebbe, says the Gemara, if the question was Alibi the Rebbe, Bein La Baya, Bein La Rava, Kaddish Vein Niteru, it's for sure not Niter. Meaning Rava said that Kaddish, Alibi the Rebbe means Kaddish Gomor, of Ein Niter. Abaya said even Kaddish doesn't mean Kaddish Gomor, but for sure Ein Niter. So what's this Shaila? Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak asks Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Shaila, he wants to know where the Shechita was done Lishma, but the Zrika was done Shaloi Lishma, would it now be mutav achilu, but not be mutav achilu? What kind of funny shaila is that? It has no avana. Alibi the Rabbi Reb Shimon, it's dead on arrival. And even Alibi the Rebbe, it's not dead on arrival. But we had two havanas in Rebbe, Sai Abaya, Sai Rava, and it emerged mefurish in both shittas that the halacha is that even though according to Rebbe, there's some kedusha over here, abba for sure, enoy niter. So the Gemara says, Elo, you have to say that Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's question was Alibi the Haytana. It was going according to the following Tana. Now, the Gemara is going to spend the next 10 or so lines, not the easiest 10 lines in Shas, but the Gemara is going to spend the next 10 or so lines introducing exactly who this Tana is. We'll see, it's the Tana Rabbi Akiva, who's mentioned, and a Braisa that was quoted by the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. That's the Tana. So we're going to have to first develop the Tana, and then we'll understand that Izer Hashem, why Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak asked Rabbi Chiya bar Abba the question he asked him then. Maybe Alibi the Haytana, this is a good question. What would be the halacha regarding where the shechita of the Kivsei Atzeres was done Lishma, but the Zrika was done Shalei Lishma, I should be able to eat the lechem. So again, according to the two Tanam that we had in the Brais on the top of the Yama, this is not a shaila. It's 100% dead on arrival. But there's another Tana, right? Rabbi Rav Elazar, not the only two Tanam to ever live. There is another Tana. We can introduce that other Tana now into the Bismedrish. And after seeing the sheet of that Tana, again, what Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak's question Rav Chiya bar Abba was will come to light. So the Gemara says, who is this Tana, the Tani Avud, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba? So the father of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba had the following braisa. So he's not the one talking in the braisa, he's the Tani, he's the one who's teaching the braisa, he's fakoifing the braisa. So the braisa says as follows, Shtei alechem sheyotzu ben shchita lezrika. The Shtei Alechem that was Yoitze between the Shechita and the Zrika. So again, we're talking about the Shtei Alechem, but we're not talking about Shaloi Lishma. We're talking about where the Shtei Alechem themselves, the two breads, were Yoitze in between the Shechita and the Zrika. V'zorak dam and shal kvasim. And then the Kohen that was doing the Zrika on the Kivsei Atzeres did it chutz lezmanoi. He did it with a machshava chutz lezmanoi. He had a machshavas pickle. Rabbi Eliezer says, im b'lechem mishum pickle. That the lechem that was yoytze doesn't become pickle on yedei the zrika of the kivsei atzeres. Rabbi Akiva, im yesh b'lechem mishum pickle. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it is going to be pickle. I'm Rav Sheshes explained. He said, hani tanoi. These two Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva respectively, ki Rebbe Sfirulo, they hold like Rebbe, the Amar Shechita Mekadsha, that holds that it's the Shechita itself that's Mekadish the Shtei Alechem. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon and the Braisa on top held that it's the Shechita and the Zrika that are Mekadish the Lechem. But said Rav Sheshes, that Sai Rabbi Eliezer and Sai Rabbi Akiva in this Braisa are of the opinion like Rebbe, that really it's not the Shechita and the Zrika that are Mekadesh, it's the Shechita itself. Okay, so what's the Shaila? Again, the case is where the Shtei Alechem were Yoitze between the Shechita and the Zrika, and then the Zrika was done with a Machshav of Chutz Lazmani. What exactly are they arguing about? Miyu, Rabbi Eliezer L'tamei, Rabbi Eliezer L'shitasoi, the Amar who holds Ein Zrika Mayelis L'yoytze. Rabbi Eliezer has a Shita throughout Kach, and we know the Shita, that Zrika is not Mayelis L'yoytze. Being that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zrika is not Mayelis L'yoytze, so the Zrika can't be Mashpia on the Shtei Alechem that was Yoytze. As a result, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein B'lechem Mishon Pigel. Rabbi Akiva L'tamei, whereas Rabbi Akiva is L'shitasoi, the Amar who holds Zrika Mayelis L'yoytze, he holds that Zrika is Mayelis L'yoytze, and being that he holds that Zrika is Mayelis L'yoytze, so the Lechem that was Yoytze is Mushpa al Yedei this Zrika's Chutz Lazmanei, and as a result, there's going to be a Din Pigel on the Lechem. Now, what's the Makar to this Machloik is realized Rabbi Akiva? Again, this is the Makar that we know already. That tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Emur Kachem Kalim, Shiyatz Lufnei Zrika's Domim. If you have the Emurim of Kachem Kalim, that we Yoytz Lufnei Zrika's Domim. So we know that Emur Kachem Kalim
a subject to Me'ilah only after the Zrika. Because Kachem Kalam is not Kachem Hashem, it's not subject to Me'ilah, but Nach Zrika it is. So what would be if they Mur Kachem Kalam were Yoitse Far the Zrika? Reb Lezer says, Ein Ma'ilam, there's no Me'ilah. Vein Chayavan Le'em Mishum Pigal V'Nayse V'Tamei. Additionally, in the event that the Kohen had a Machshev as Pigal, there would be no Pigal on the... Or no noiser either, by the way. Or no tame either, with regards to the emurim that we yoytzei. And the reason is because Rabbi Eliezer holds, that Zrika is not meyelus liyoytzei. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says there would be me'ilah on the emurim, kachem kalm shiasa lufnei Zrika. V'cheyovan le'mishon pigol noiser v'tame. And there would be pigol noiser v'tame. And the reason is why? The reason is because Rabbi Akiva's shita is that Zrika is meyelus liyoytzei. So said Rav Sheshes, you want to know the beer in the machloikis, whether or not with the shtei alechem was yoytzei v'en shchita l'zrika. If now the Kohen did the Zrika with a machshava of chutzlas mali, a machshava is pigle, and now somebody would eat from the lechem, would he be chayiv karis for pigle, right? Is the pigle chal the shteya lechem or not? You want to know what the husband of the machalik, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva is, and you want to know why Rabbi Eliezer says no, Rabbi Kiva says yeah? It's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva l'shitosai. Rabbi Eliezer l'shitosai, who has a sheet in shas, that what? That Zrika is not mayeles liyoytzeh. Oh, so it's not mayel for the shtei alechem. That's yoytzeh. Rabbi Akiva that has a sheet in chas, that Zrika is mayeles liyoytzeh. So it's pashit that according to him, it's going to be okay. And according to him, it's going to be mayeles. I think at first glance, if you hear what Rav Shesha says, it's pashit. As a matter of fact, for those holding shtark in the kachem of the gesugyas now, could be we could have even been mechavan to this sushta. You could have said right away, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, this is mamish that machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, that we've seen several times. Zrika meyelus liyoytzeh, or ein zrika meyelus liyoytzeh. But really, there's a little bit of a chiddush here. And it's from that chiddush that Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak pondered his question and presented it to the great Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. And that is as follows. There's makom to say that even though Rabbi Akiva holds that zrika is meyelus liyoytzeh, but it could be for a Zrika Psula in the Kifsei Atzeres to have Ashpa on the Shtei Alechem, that's already maybe a little bit of a Chiddush. And the reason that this is already a little bit of a Chiddush is because the Shtei Alechem is not really part and parcel of the Kifsei Atzeres. And as much as the fate of the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres are somewhat toli zebezeh, that's something that we clearly know, but at the same time, there is makom to say that if I have a Zrika, that's a Zrika Psula, at that point, maybe a Zrika Psula would not be able to have a Hashpa on the Shtei Alechem. So, just to say this a little bit better, for Rabbi Akiva to hold Zrika Me'elas Liyoytzeh on the Emurim of the Karban, being that the Emurim is part and parcel of the carbon, that's not such a chiddush. But to say Zrika Me'elas Liyoytzeh, when you're dealing with the Shtei Alechem, which is not really part and parcel of the carbon, that's a bigger chiddush. Because there I could say that the whole connection between the Shtei Alechem and the carbon, in this case the Kiftzei Atzeres, is a chiddush. So maybe where I have a proper Zrika, so there's the connection. But to the extent that I don't have the proper Zrika, I think I could very validly and legitimately argue that maybe it would be different. Now, from the fact that Rav Shesha said that Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa yol Zrika me'el s'yoytzeh regarding a murim is going to hold the same thing with regards to the Shtei Alechem, so what do you see from here? You see from here that even a pasul is Zrika. And by the way, this Zrika is pasul. The lechem was yoytzeh, right? So you see from here that even a Zrika Psula should have the ability to maybe go ahead and be mashpia on the Shtei HaLechem in the same exact way that it's mashpia on its own pasul, right? If that's the case, then Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak told Rav Chiya bar Abba that I want to say that maybe it should emerge that in the case where the shechita was done l'shma, but the zrika was done shalei l'shma, that the halacha should be that maybe you'd be able to eat the Shtei HaLechem. And I know Rebbe and Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon both came out not that way. Saya libid Abaya, Saya libid Rav. But I think in Rav Sheshes' Hezbir Rabbi Akiva, it should come out yet. And you know why? And this is going to take us full circle. It's because really, when you bring the Kifsei Atzeres Shaloi L'Shma, the halacha is it's kosher. Right? But really, Be'etzim, it's kosher. And as we said, that I think if we were handling the Emurim or the Basar of the actual Kivsei Atzeres, we would say it's kosher. It'd be Mutar B'Achila. Of course it'd be Mutar B'Achila. That's the first Halach and Kachem. That's the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. Why is there a Shaila over here? Why is it not Mutar B'Achila? So Rashi brings the Teres Kayanim, but we said in Svara, the reason is, it's based on the fact that the Shtei Alechem is really foreign to the Kivsei Atzeres. It's not the same thing. And even though there's a Zika and they're bound together, all these sugyas that we're learning, but at the same time, it's not the same Chefza. And being that it's not the same Chefza, the Sfaru would be that you need a Kosher Tzrik in order to go ahead and for it to be Mashpia, for it to be Mata, the Shtei Alechem. But if I don't have a Kosher Tzrik, then it wouldn't be okay. Abesed, Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, being that Rabbi Akiva holds that even a not Kosher Tzrik can be Mashpia on the Shtei Alechem with regards to Zrika Mayalis Liyotze. So I see even Apostle Zrika could be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem. If even Apostle Zrika be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem, well then there's a very stark makom to say that even Zrika Shaloi Lishma would be able to be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem and it'd be able to be mata the Shtei Alechem, and that's where the Shiloh was. So again, Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak knew that Aliba the Rebbe and Aliba the Rav Lazar Barav Shimon, as quoted in the Braise, so that category 3, this Shiloh is then on arrival. He knew Shachtan Lishman, Vizarak Dam and Shaloi Lishman, Talach is Kaddish. There's no tzad that it's going to be nitter. Stating that, he still had a shayla. He still had a shayla because maybe Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, the way Rav Sheshes explained Rabbi Akiva, that there's an idea that even a Zrika Psula could be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem. Well, if a Zrika Psula could be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem, then a Zrika Shloi Lishmas for sure should be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem and should be matur b'achilo. For Raya, the Zrika Shloi Lishmas matur its own basar and a murim. So why would it not be matur the Shtei Alechem? Terence says, because it's two different things. But I see Rabbi Akiva is not a spall from that. Where do I see it in Rav Sheshes? Because Rav Sheshes explained Rabbi Akiva, who holds Zrika Me'el Sli Yoitse, where the Shtei Alechem was Yoitse between the Shchita and the Zrika, that it's Rabbi Akiva Lashitasai to the case with Eimurim with Yoitze. What do you mean? It's not a Tushtal. The Eimurim is part and parcel of the Kivsei Atzeres, as opposed to the Shtei Alechem is not part and parcel. Elamai, it doesn't matter. So if it doesn't matter with regards to Zrika Me'el Sliyotzi, it shouldn't matter with regards to Shaloi Lishma either. And if Shaloi Lishma could be Mata Bachilo, it's Mata the Basin Neimurim of the Kivsei Atzeres Bachilo. I don't see why it shouldn't be able to be Mata the Shnei Alechem either. Either way, we just spoke out Baal Peh, what the Gemara is going to say in the next few lines. Let's see it inside. Mai. Again, Mai is where we pick up the Niggin. And if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says even a Koloimar, because how does Mai flow so well? Koloimar. Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, Kami Boile, the Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak. Mai. The question was, Alibid Rabbi Akiva, what was the shayla? Do we say mid? Is because piggle kavol lechem? Bipigal biyotze kibasar. Do we say that just like you find that the Zrika's pigal is koveya a shem pigal on the lechem when it was yotze as if it was the basar? What does it mean as if it was the basar? There's no chilik if the shtei lechem was yotze or if the basar of the animal itself was yotze. Either way, it's the same exact thing. It's koveya bipigal. Well, if that's the case, then Zrika Shaloi Lishma Nami Shayalei Lelechem. Then you should argue and you should say that Zrika Shaloi Lishma, just like it's matter, it's basar, because it's a shlomim Shaloi Lishma, which is kosher, Shayalei Lelechem. Maybe it should be matter the lechem. So again, even though, says Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, I know that I'll leave it to Rebbe, I'll leave it to Rav, Rav Shimon, I coin to Bais, I coin to Rav, it's not going to be true. But maybe as it relates to Shitas Rabbi Akiva, the way Rav Sheshes explained it, maybe it would be true. Aidoma, or perhaps Luchumra Amrinon, Lukula Lay Amrinon. Meaning, what's the other side? This first side is so compelling. What's the other side? The other side is that it could be the only time Rabbi Akiva said that I look at the Lechem, the Shtei Alechem, and the Kivsei Atzeres as being one unit regarding Zrika Me'el Sliyotze. Could be he only said it with regards to a Chumra, to say that it's chal pigel on the Shtei Alechem. Abelakula, to be mata the Shtei Alechem la'achilo, maybe they're not. Either way, this was the shayla of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak asked Rabbi Barabba the shayla, and the Gemara jumped on it. What kind of shayla is that? I'll leave it the man. Good, Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. This Rika Shloi Lishma, you have nothing. And even according to Rebbe, that you have something, but Sai Abai and Sai Rava, who argued on what Rebbe meant, agreed on one thing, and that is that it's not going to be Mutar B'Achilo. So what exactly is your shayla? The answer is the shayla was, according to Rabbi Akiva, the way that Rav Sheshes explained Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara says, Maskif la Rapapa. Rapapa came, and Rapapa fired away. And really, the Maskif la Rapapa, Rapapa's question that he's asking is a question on Rav Sheshes' Hesber in Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, Rav Sheshes explained Rabbi Akiva that Pshat in Rabbi Akiva, who holds that in the event that the shtei alechem will yoytze between the shchit and the zrika, and then you had a machshava of chutz l'zman by the zrika, the halach is it's chal pigel on the shtei alechem, it's l'shitas, because you're zrika me'elis l'yoytze, and he's not nispoled from the fact that there it's the actual basar, here it's something else. Right, that was Rav Shish's understanding. Rav Kiva, that was the basis for Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok's question. It was on that understanding that Rav Papa asked the kasha. He said, "Mimai dechi isnu avroi pligi." I don't know if I agree with your whole understanding of what exactly Shitas Rabbi Akiva is. In fact, I don't even know that the Machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Akiva is talking about where the Shtei Alechem was taka yoytze at the time of the Zrika that was done chutz l'zmani. It could be to the extent that at the time of the Zrika, the Shtei Alechem would be yoytze. Everybody would agree that ain't Zrika mayelis liyoytze. And just to be clear, even though Rabbi Akiva Shita is Zrika mayelis liyoytze, but over here we're dealing with the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is foreign to the Kivsi Atzeres. So to the extent that the Shtei Alechem was Yoytzi at the time of the Zrika is for sure Zrika Psula. It has no Ashpan, the Shtei Alechem. Everybody would agree, even Rabbi Akiva that is, that the Zrika is not Me'el Sli Yoytzi. Ubeda Hadar Eilen Upliki. And the only time Rabbi Akiva said his Alacha, and really the Machloikis Rabbi Lezer Akiva, is talking about where it was Yoytzi, but then it came back in. Meaning, you did the Shechita, it was Yoytzi, and then it came back in. And what is the Machloikis? You want to know what the Machloikis is? I'll tell you what the Machloikis is. Rabbi Eliezer, Sovar Loki Rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi. The Amar who holds Shechita Mekatsha. That the Shechita already gives Kedusha to the Shtei Alechem. What did Rabbi hold? If it was Shochtan Lishman and the Zrika was done Shalei Lishman, it's Kaddish. Right, Kaddish, Veina Kaddish, Kaddish, Veina Gomer. But if you remember, Kaddish for sure means if Salud B'yotze. It's going to be possible B'yotze. Right, according to Rav, Kaddish meant everything. And according to Abaya, it only meant regarding Psal Yotze. But Al-Kapanim regarding Psal Yotze, yeah. But here's the point. The point is that it was Nifsal B'yotze. Being that it was Nifsal B'yotze, so at this point, even if you bring it back in and you have a Machshav of Chutz L'zmanai, the Zrika is not being much beyond the Shtei Alechem anymore. The reason is because it's a Zrika Psula. And being that it's a Zrika Psula, so it's for that reason there's going to be no Shaychis to it. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. The Amar who holds Shechita Loi Mekatsha. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that the Shechita itself is not Mekadish. Well, if the Shechita was not Mekadish, for Loi Mifsli B'yotze, it doesn't become possible B'yotze when it leaves. If it doesn't become possible B'yotze when it leaves, and now when you have the Machshava of Chutz L'Zmanai, so Memela, it's going to be Mashpia on the Shtei Alechem, just like it's being Mashpia on the Basar. And it's for that reason that if you're going to go and you're going to eat it, it's going to be a problem. So again, Rav Sheish has explained the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, that it's Lashita Sai, whether it's Rikas Me'el Sliyotze or Rikas not Me'el Sliyotze. If that's the case, then you see in Rabbi Akiva, there's no chilik between the Shtei Halechem that's Yotze versus the Basa that's Yotze. Even though you can argue the Basa that's Yotze, that this Rika can be Mashpiyah, but the Shtei Halechem, maybe not. Oh, he has no chilik between the Shtei Alechem and the Basar. So when it comes to Shloi Lishma, there should also be no chilik between the Shtei Alechem and the Basar. Says the Gemara, it's not Muchach, that's the Shaila. It could be that Avada Rabbi Kiva would be Moida, that even if Zrika's Me'el is Liyotze, it's only for the Basar, it's not for the Shtei Alechem. If that's the case, so why would the Shtei Alechem now become a problem? L'chayre was Yotze. So if it was Yotze, the Zrika shouldn't have the ability to be Mashpi on it. The answer is, it's because it was Hadar Eilenu. It came back in. Okay, it was Hadar Eilenu, but it was Yotze once. It's because Rabbi Kiva holds with Rav Shimon that there's no Psal Yotze after Shechita. There's only Psal Yotze after Zrika. And being that this was between the Shechita and the Zrika, it was never Nifsal Yotze, it never became possible. Being that it never became possible, there's no reason that right now this Zrika would be able to have any negative impact. It's for that reason, really, it's kosher. If it's kosher, now when you have the Machshav of Chutz L'Zmani, it's going to render the Lechem upon the Shtei Alechem possible. Just to clarify one point, I just think this needs a little bit of a clarification, and that is, right, the way Rashi learns the sugya, the shail over here, where the Shtei Alechem was Yotze, is, could a Zrika Psula be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem or not? And that's the tzustel, that's the whole shail of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Could a Zrika Shloi Lishma be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem? So you're going to tell me if a Zrika Psula can't be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem, so then why is it ever that the Shtei Alechem is going to become possible on the Zrika of Chutz L'Zmanai? When I do the Zrika Chutz L'Zmanai, it's a Zrika Psula. So if it's a Zrika Psula, it shouldn't be able to passel. It's Avada. You have to say that the Etzim Zrika Chutz L'Zmanai, at that time, the Shtei Alechem was part of the carbon. Avada, that Zrika of Chutz L'Zmanai is going to be mashpi on the Shtei Alechem. The question is we're before the Machshavas Pigel, forget the Machshavas Pigel, there was another issue. So for example, it was Yotze right now, so there's a reason why fired the Machshavas Pigel. This Zrika is a Zrika Psula, in that situation, could it or could it not? The Gemara thought from Rabbi Akiva, you see, that the Zrika was a Zrika Psula even before you had the Machshav of Chutz Lazmanis, simply because of the fact that the Basar or the Shtei HaLechem was Yoytze. And Afilu Hachi, Rabbi Akiva said that the Zrika is going to be Mayelis Liyotze. Oh, must be, it's because it's no different than the Basar. Must be that the Shtei HaLechem is such a part of the carbon that even the Zrika Psula could be Mashpi on it. Well, if that's the case, by Shaloy Lishma, it should be the same thing. But either way, this is Rav Papa's Maskifla. His Maskifla is really on the whole Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had this whole understanding of Rabbi Akiva, which was the base of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Shailo. Maskifla Rav Papa. Rav Papa said that I don't fully understand this question. But the Gemara is Doicha Rav Papa, and the Gemara says, Hai Mai. I don't understand Rav Papa's Hesper. I'm a Bishlami Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Sfirle. Because Bishlami, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi, we have the old cup over here. Who holds that really the Shchita is Mekadesh? Hainu, the Kam Rabbi Akiva, the Kachilu Beshchita. So I understand Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Rabbi Akiva holds that really the Shchita was Mekadesh the Shtei Alechem. Va'asya Zrika Kavadu Bepigel. So that now the Zrika could go ahead and the Zrika could be Koveya Bepigel. Eliyamik Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon's Filei Damas Vichle Mekacha. But according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that holds that the Shchita is never mekadesh the shtei alechem, right? Because you need side the shchita and you need the zrika. So zrika's pigol mi mekacha. So how did the shtei alechem ever get the kedushas haguf that it should now be subject bechlal to the halachas of pigol? The shchita didn't give it the kedushas haguf. It's the shchita and the zrika. The problem is the zrika was done with the machshav as pigol. And in fact, Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, zrika's pigol ain't mevil de me'ila. Zrika's pigol can't make something kachi Hashem for it to be shaykh to me'ila. Ve'ainim etzim de me'ila. It also can't be meitzim de me'ila. Ainim mevil de me'ila be'imur kachim kalim. Right? So for example, if you have kachim kalim and the imurim lachas zrika becomes subject to Mi'ila, in the event that it was done with a machsheves pigol, it doesn't make it mi'ila. That's talking about by kachim kadoshim, where the basa becomes ois mi'ila after the zrika. But the bottom line is, zrika's pigol can't make kachi Hashem, not make kachi Hashem. It can't make kedushas haguf, not make kedushas haguf. So the kasha is hazoi. The kasha is that bish, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, and that's the reason why, in the case where it was yoitze between the shchita and the zrika, the halacha is that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's chal the pigol on the shtei alechem, because it's talking about where it came back in, and lacha shchita, it didn't have kedushas haguf yet, and as a result, it was never nifsal b'yoytze. So it's for that reason now it could be kaddish, and nothing to do with Rikimel Sliyoytze. It's not Rabbi Akiva l'shitase. It's a different inyan. Well, if that's the case, then I don't understand Tainas the Gemara, why when you have the zrika of pigol, it's going to be chal on the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem is Kedushas Dom, it's not Kedushas Aguf. It only becomes Kedushas Aguf Ayidei the Zrika. If the Zrika was done with a Machshav as Chutz Lazmanai, it can't be maybe Yidei Mila, it can't be Moitz Yidei Mila, it can't make this something that all of a sudden is subject to the laws of Pigel. Right? It has to be Kedushas Aguf in order to be subject for the laws of Pigel. So, really, the only way to even have a mean of understanding Rabbi Akiva is if he holds like Rabbi, who holds that the Shechita Alein makes the Kaddish b'kedushas haguf, so that even though the Zrika lady is going to be with Machshav as Chutz Lazmanai, it was already chal the kedushas haguf, so now it can be chal the shem pigol on the shtei halechem. But if he holds like Rebbe, that it was already chal the kedusha b'shas the shchita, it's kumtais, it was nifsal b'yaitse. So if that's the case, it's hadra of Shmuel Barav Yitzchak's ha'ara l'duchte. Rabbi Shmuel Barav Yitzchak's halacha was that I see from Rabbi Akiva that there's a connection between the Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, even when the Shtei Alechem was Yoytze, so that the Zrika is inherently Zrika Psula. Well, if that's the case, then I don't see why a Zrika Shaloi Lashma shouldn't have the ability to be Matar the Shtei Alechem in the same way it has the ability to be Matar its own Basa. That was the question of Shulam Yisrael. So, Maskel, Rav Papa, to be Doicha. Freak the Gemara, what kind of dichoy is that? Rav Papa, you can't be doichet the way you're being doichet. You suggest Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, he has to hold like Rabbi because of Rav Gidol Amarav. But the Gemara is doichet the dichoy. The Gemara says, Lavi toys Rav Gidol Amarav. We know that Rav Gidol Amarav's halacha was already upgefrakt. It was upgefrakt in Me'ila, Daf Gimel, and there the Gemara already knocked it out. Well, if that's the case, if the Gemara knocked out Rav Gidol Amarav, so really you could say Rav Papa's beer in the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, which is not like Rav Cheshis, which would undermine, it would knock out the whole Shaila of Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, the Braisa that the Gemara brought on the top of Daf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph was where the Kifsei Atzeres were brought with a Machshav of Shaloi Lishma. The Shechita and the Zrika was Shaloi Lishma. The Shechita and the Zrika were both Lishma. Or the Shechita was Lishma, the Zrika was Shaloi Lishma. What would be the Halacha? And really, the Iker focus of the Sugya was where the Shechita was done Lishma and the Zrika was done Shaloi Lishma. In the Braisa itself, it's a cryptic Machloikis between Rebbe and Blaz Reb Shimon. Rebbe says, Kaddish ve'enoi Kaddish. Blaz Reb Shimon says it's nothing. Blaz Reb Shimon says nothing, so nothing is pretty straightforward. But what is Kaddish ve'enoi Kaddish mean? Machlokes Abaye ve'Rava. According to Rava, means it's 100% Kaddish Kedushas Aguf. It's just not Mutar Bachila. According to Abaye, it's not even 100% Kaddish Kedushas Aguf. The Lashon Kaddish ve'enoi Kaddish sounds like it's not. So what is it? It's Kaddish in the sense that it's Kedushas Aguf, but it's Kaddish in the sense that it's Nifsal B'Yotzei, but it's not Kaddish Kedushas Aguf. But one thing is clear, they both agree that it's not Mutar Bachila. That to the extent that the Zrika was done Shaloi Lishma, it can't be Mata the Lechem Bachila. It could be Mata its own Basa Bachila, but not the Lechem. The Lechem, it wouldn't be able to be Mata. Shulba Rabbi Yitzchok had it sad that according to Rabbi Akiva, where you find that a Zrika Psula could be Mashpia on the Shtei Lechem. What's the case? Where there was a Shechita with the Kivsei Atzeres, then the Shtei Lechem with Yotzei, and then there was a Zrika that was on with the Machsheves Pigel. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Chal Pigel on the Shtei Lechem, even though the Shtei Lechem were Yotzei, which means that there was an inherent psul, forget the Chutzal's Mani, there was an inherent psul in the Zrika as it relates to the Shtei Lechem. And I feel Hachi Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that it's going to be Nifsal, it's going to be a proper Zrika, it's going to make it Piggles. So you say Meres, you could be Mashpi on the Shtei Alech, and the same way you could be Mashpi on your own boss. If that's the case, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak had this Ha'ara, then maybe the same should be true with regards to Shaloi Lishma. And just like Kivsei Atzer, Shaloi Lishma could be Mashpi, it could be Matar its own boss, maybe it could be Matar the Shtei Alech. And he knew Rebbe holds not that way, and he knew Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds not that way. But doesn't mean that according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be not that way. Now, his whole Shaila was in Rav Sheshes' Avon of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara brought Rav Papa, who had a whole different Avon of Rabbi Akiva. Either way, this concludes our Menachis Daf Memzai.